Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. So I have a question for you. What is the secret weapon that the Republican minority has if they want to block the next Supreme Court nominee? What do you think, John?
A satellite death ray?
That sounds good, but we have Senator John Cornyn.
You know, I wasn't all that familiar with Rule 4. I'm liking it more all the time.
You're familiar with it now.
I am, and it may have some impact.
Okay, Cornyn says there's something called Rule 4. Cornyn's one of the most conservative Republicans on the Judiciary Committee. Now, he was talking to our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, the senator says he used not to understand what Rule 4 is. I hadn't even heard of it till now. So what is it?
Hey, Farai. Well, almost no one had heard of Rule 4, but it's been dusted off by Republicans on the Judiciary Committee. Rule 4 says that to end debate in the committee, you have to have not only all of the majority, but at least one member of the minority. So if you only have all Democrats and no Republicans at all, you can, in effect, have a filibuster in a committee of a nominee or any other issue that comes before the committee. It's very, very rarely used. The reason why Cornyn hadn't really heard of it, and most members of the committee, if they had heard of it, they haven't heard of it in a long time, is because it is extremely rarely used. It's a very arcane rule. Using it to filibuster something in the committee would be considered a very, very aggressive committee tactic. But Republicans are starting to realize that this may be the only weapon they have because they're about to have less than the 40 votes they need to mount a filibuster. And if they should choose to want to block Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee when that nomination is made and processed, this may be the only chance they have to block it if they choose to.
Well, people call filibusters the nuclear option, so I guess this is the nuclear option.
Thanks, John.
Welcome.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. This, you know, the issue of filibustering Supreme Court nominees, everybody remembers in 2005, you're right, it was called the nuclear option. And if this were done in a committee, no one is saying they're going to do this, but Republicans are starting to realize, and you heard Cornyn say that they're starting to realize that they have this option. And it's a shot across the bow of the president saying, look, we know that we probably can't defeat your nominee on the floor. In fact, we're positive we can't. We might not even be able to mount a filibuster because you're going to have the 60 votes with Arlen Specter. But you need to name someone who's going to convince at least one Republican, and they're all conservatives now on the Judiciary Committee. There are no moderates left on the Republican side. You're going to need to name somebody that satisfies at least one of our people, if not more, because if you don't, we have this weapon and we have the ability to use it. We don't want to, Mr. President, but we can. And by the way, let me just throw to one thing. I talked to Senator Jeff Sessions, who is another conservative Republican. He's from Alabama. He's taking over the Judiciary Committee. Listen to what he had to say about President Obama's voting record against Republican judiciary nominees.
Someone could say, well, how can you complain? You filibustered Alito. So you could have that argument made, I guess. To me, I think we should do the right thing on the process of giving judges a vote.
All right, Todd, just super briefly, will the nuclear option be executed?
Nobody knows. It absolutely could be. You hear Cornyn saying, I could use it. Others say they don't want to, but they're telling the president they can use it if they need to. Give us somebody who's a moderate, not a liberal, or else we've got Rule 4.
Rule 4. Todd Zwillick, the Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Thanks.